Thanks, Rob. It is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. We transformed the studio into a performance space. Thanks to Bob Ferguson for that. Tonight, the dream pop sounds of Chicago's Star Tropics. Star Tropics have an album out called Lost World. They put it out earlier this year, this summer. It's their first full-length album. They'll be playing tomorrow night at Shuba's on the north side. They're also going to get out to Logan Square this weekend. We'll talk about that. Star Tropics is Scott Hibbetts, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary. They're getting help tonight from Vin Santiago as well. You guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's get into dream pop. I'm so curious about this sound because we've had dream pop bands in before, and whenever we have these conversations, I like to dig deep on the music because when I hear it, I hear an ode to an 80s. Like, I know that it kind of comes from you guys all coming together because of the Smiths, but talk about what dream pop, what is dream pop?
Well, the basis of dream pop really happened in like the late 80s to the early 90s. It's a throwback to that sound. It wasn't necessarily super popular in the United States, but in the UK, a lot of those bands were are good examples of that sound.
Yeah, tell me the bands. Like, what are we talking about? Like, the Smiths would be, I guess that would be one, but they're a little bit more pop.
Yeah, Smiths are a little bit more indie pop. We're talking stuff more like Cocteau Twins.
Yeah, right on.
Good Lush.
Stuff. Like that. Lush.
Yeah. Ride.
I love it. I could do it all night. Let's keep going.
I mean, like, some people would even consider some of the Cure's output a little dream pop, but probably not all of it, because a lot of their stuff is post-punky, too.
Yeah. When you talk about those bands, and you're right, there was a real British movement for it. I mean, there are bands out there. I mean, when you talk about it coming to the States and becoming popular, I think about even you date me. That was my college experience. That's when I was in college, those bands, Ride and Lush and those kind of dream pop bands. But since that time, where has the genre gone? I mean, because I think about those, and there's always, you'll harken back to that romantic period in which you just mentioned, like the early 90s. But how has the music evolved? Here we are in 2017. You guys are you playing a throwback music, or has this genre evolved?
I mean, I think there's a throwback element to it for sure. I mean, even a lot of those earlier dream pop bands, like when it was first becoming popular, a lot of them considered their music a little bit of a throwback, not in aesthetic, but in the style of writing, like a throwback to like 60s songwriting, just classic pop guitar music. I'm sure a lot of those bands listened to like Ray Davies and the Beach Boys and like copied those kind of song structures. So, you know, I would say there's a little bit of that in us too, but
that's fair.
I think we're in a small handful of people in Chicago too. There's not...
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Like, I mean, locally, when you think about what Chicago puts out, especially when it comes to a more indie rock sound, you're not getting a ton of dream pop, but you will get a lot of bands. I mean, there's a lot of bands that'll come through that are playing. I think of Twin Peaks as a band that'll harken back to a 60s style of music, or maybe even we've had a lot of the bands in here that are kind of breaking from Chicago. They're not dream pop, but they're definitely harkening back to a different era and being able to modernize it. Yeah. Where does the dream pop band, where is that scene in Chicago? Are there other bands like you? Are you guys it? Are you guys bringing the Cocteau Twins back from the dead here?
There's a few others. And we definitely are close-knit. Our friends Panda Riot, who were also on your show.
Yeah, love them.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're great friends of ours. Their guitarist, Brian, has actually recorded every single thing we've released. So he's been super cool to work with. And you know, there's like shoegaze bands, which is not quite dream pop, but they're like siblings. So bands like Ariel, Light Foils, there are like similar kin of bands around.
What would be the difference? What's the difference between... I always get confused. I mean, you're talking to old man Kaufman here. In the way that...
Stop.
Like the idea of shoegaze versus dream pop. I mean, is there a distinction between those two types of music?
Crossover.
Yeah, there's so much crossover that it really depends on who you ask. Because, I mean, like, for instance, those classic bands, like with Ride, some people consider them a dream pop band. Some people consider them shoegaze. Mm-hmm. You know, it's...
People get picky about it, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I personally... in my personal definition of like shoegaze is probably just more technical, maybe.
Okay.
And then dream pop is more focused on like the poppiness of it. Yeah. But both of those bands, both types of bands, are using all the effects, similar effects pedals, and
I mean a lot of the music when I think of dream pop, I do think of this driving guitar, almost this circular loud guitar that almost overpowers the lyrics. I mean, when mm-hmm. I think about that has been the hallmark of that music. When you talk about the technical aspects of dream pop, it really is this it comes out of the UK, and this idea of this driving, almost melodic but circular guitar sound. Talk about that as musicians, as guys that have come up through this. Is that something that defines the music, but also is something that draws you in, that sound, that guitar sound?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would say for us though, it's a little bit more simplistic than that. Like our songs, we don't typically have that many layers of guitars, mm-hmm. but it definitely draws from that idea of like circular patterns and doing these like effects spirals and playing just within that style.
Yeah, right. Do you guys, and when I think about where the music has evolved, where dream pop, the genre has evolved, I mean, with the advent of streaming sites like Spotify and Apple and other places, I mean, you can go and get that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can put right. that in heavy rotation. That music has found a place. It's no longer, you got to dust off the mm-hmm. the old 7-inch or the CD to listen to a Ride or a Lush. Is that a? I mean, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the genre. It's a good thing for you guys that there are even some of the old bands can be your contemporaries.
Yeah, I feel like I would imagine it's much more accessible now than it would have been even a few years ago. Honestly, like I think I end up getting into different bands through like YouTube even, and just like I don't know. I think every different streaming service has like just that radio feature where you mm-hmm. can just discover the new bands through that. But yeah, I think I use those a lot, and I think that's how people discover us too. So mm-hmm.
the band, Star Tropics in Studio, Chicago's dream pop band. There's a couple others, Panda Riot too. and we'll talk about, I want to learn more about your recording process and also your writing process when you are taking a more simplistic approach to a music that's heavy with the layering, especially when it comes to recording. Star Tropics are in studio at 4:35 tonight. They're about to play live. They're going to be at Shuba's tomorrow night, which is
yeah.
great. And then you're going to be also in Logan Square this weekend. We'll talk about that. Star Tropics is Scott Hibbets, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary. They're getting help tonight. Vin Santiago's here as well. All right, so let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll get a quick sound check, and we will get these guys up and running. Star Tropics in Studio 435 tonight. Stay with us. Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. It is Studio 435 here, a weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio tonight. The dream pop sounds of Chicago's Star Tropics. Star Tropics has an album out called Lost World. They're going to be playing tomorrow at Shuba's on the north side. They are Scott Hibbets, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary, also helping out tonight, Vin Santiago on guitar. All right, so here they are in Studio 435. Let's get some live music. Here's a track, Another Sunny Day. Take it away, guys.
Time. You won't know what you have lost. Now I have to cut you off. But that's how the story goes. Can't have what you want the most. I could never be your friend. Everything you touch just ends. I will be the one to show you out the door, cause I don't love you. I can tell you, been around, I'm chasing you all over town. Thought I heard you call for me, it's just a distant memory. So tonight, shut your eyes, think of me in brighter skies. You and I will meet another time, another time. Chasing you all over town. Thought I heard you call for me. It's just a distant memory. So tonight, shut your eyes. Think of me in brighter skies. You and I will meet another time.
Go! Hey! I love it. There's a little reverb on the voice. I'll take it. All right. There we are. Star Tropics in studio 435 tonight. They are Scott Hibbetts, Lauren Vanderbilt III, Molly Cleary, also Vin Sandiero helping out tonight. Why don't you guys come on over to the seats? I think what I'll do here is I'll probably take a break and get the update from tonight's news, and then we will continue the conversation. But Star Tropics, they got a new album out called Lost World, which was just put out earlier this year. This was the track Another Sunny Day. That's what we just heard. This was their first full-length album, and I'm looking forward to having the conversation about putting that together. You can obviously hear the layers in what you guys are doing, which is so fun. Star Tropics in Studio 435 tonight. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the update from Rob on the news, and then we'll continue our conversation with the band. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435, the second half, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Tonight, Chicago Star Tropics. They got an album out called Lost World, their first full length. We're going to talk about it in just a second. But first, we'll hear some live music. They're going to be playing at Shuba's on the north side tomorrow night. Star Tropics is Scott Hibbetts, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary, also help from Vin Sandiego. Here is that title track, Lost World, Studio 435. Take it away, guys. So pure, so light upon your face. All right. Yes. Star Tropics. Live in Studio 435 tonight here on 720 WGN. Come around the table, you guys. Scott Hibbetts, Lauren Vanderbilt III, Molly Cleary, also Vince Santiago on that track. Lost World was the name of the song, which is also the name of the first feature-length album that they've put out, Lost World. They're going to be playing at Shuba's tomorrow night and up there on Belmont. They also got a gig coming up here in Logan Square we'll talk about. That song, I mean, that's dream pop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting because I know the sound so much. Like, I know it. I mean, it's ingrained in musician. Like, anyone who likes music, you know that sound. And it's interesting that that sound is one that harkens back to a certain time, but
really
at the same
specific time.
Yeah, it's very specific. Like, it really kind of pulls emotion from you guys. What is it about this that attracts you as musicians? What is it about this form and this style of music that you keep coming back to?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me, too. It's just so pretty sounding.
I think I kind of began as a more of a shoegaze fan, and, you know, through meeting these guys, I think I've maybe expanded to more dream pop, but I think you guys are the experts.
I don't know about that, yeah. But I mean, I think everything, it just always comes down to, as an artist, like what you're attracted to, and there's just something about the aesthetic that I always thought was so pretty, that the music I started to make when I started to write music just sort of sounded like this. And I mean, I think we're doing an okay job.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the music, because Lost World, the album, this is your first album that you put out. You put out music before, but this is the first full length. Talk about that process. I mean, is this when you're going out and you're putting out the first album? What goes into that?
I mean, it was such a long process. Yeah. We've been together the band started, I should say, about 5.5 years ago at this point. And so, you know, maybe some bands would have an album out sooner than that. But we really took our time. And
why?
I think when I first came into the picture, you guys kind of explained it to me as, like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong in the process And, like, you even said, you were like, it was like a year-long anxiety attack.
Trying to figure out what was holding you guys back?
You know, I think, you know, we just didn't really know what we were doing. And some bands, I think, are lucky enough that when they try things on the first shot, it just works out really well. I don't necessarily think we were lucky in that regard. In other regards, we've been very lucky.
Are you a band that was first found itself on stage, trying some of this music and writing music to stage? Or were you a band that was first in the studio that was like, or in the rehearsal room?
I would say in the basement.
Definitely.
Specifically in my old basement. We, you know, put sheets up on the walls so that way the sound didn't come back at us too harshly. And we would just play in the basement when me and Scott met, and we just started jamming, and that's how the song started to get written. And yeah, that's basically the origin.
What goes into that? I mean, when you're putting a band together like that and you're playing in the basement, I have this problem. Even this problem is just in the show sometimes. When I want to get people together, it takes some time. There's schedules. There's things move around. You want to go faster. You want to go slower. Well, talk about the discipline and what it takes to be a band in Chicago. I mean, how often are you guys in that basement? This take us back to those times where you're trying to figure it out. I mean, this is something that I would assume you guys are in there more often than you wanted to be.
We've moved on from the basement.
Yeah. No longer in the basement, for sure, but I mean,
the second floor.
That was part of the band originally, like, just to have the discipline to keep going. When I went to school at the Art Institute of Chicago, and, you know, it was a very great school, but one of the best things I ever learned was from a teacher that wrote down these instructions on a napkin for me. Her name was Anna Kunz, and she taught color theory. I don't know if she's still there.
Shout out.
Right? She said, if you want to be successful, you have to be like these three things. And she wrote tenacity, discipline, and of course, I can't think of the other one. But I still have that napkin. And that's like one of the greatest lessons that I took from that school, was just that simple thing. And so, you know, I applied a lot of the stuff that I learned in the visual art field to the music. And the discipline, though, was like very, very important.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we have all the bands that come through Studio 435, and I'm always amazed at discipline, but also the approach, because people are they're dedicating their artistic lives to this. They may have other things going on, and we've had people conversations about, you know, well, when the band gets older and there's families, or when work gets in the way of touring, there's been conversations. But the one thing that always it comes back to is the tenacity and the discipline of wanting to execute your artistic vision. And at a certain point, that separates the wheat from the chaff. I mean, at a certain point, that's what makes a band a band.
Yeah.
The idea that you're not giving up, that you're putting in the time, that you're executing the vision. Because anybody, how many times people say, oh, guy, you know it'd be a great, I'd love to do a radio show. You know it'd be great to do this. Oh, you know it'd be great. Yeah. I got this great idea for a TV show. Well, there's a big difference between the idea of a TV show and actually executing and getting it on TV. So do you guys agree, like, as a band in Chicago, about how much it actually takes to execute the thing?
Oh, definitely. It's a huge pain. it requires so much patience to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't think all bands practice, you know, weekly, regularly, and that's something that we definitely do, and I feel like that definitely keeps our sound tight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. I mean, it's a commitment, definitely, scheduling and everything, but I think we all are committed and we have a big interest in this. So,
yeah. I mean, not only internally, but just put in the work just to make your band like sort of exist. You know, there's the internal stuff where you're putting in the discipline to work on the songs and practice, but then like to put yourself out there and to exist in this world that doesn't really even know what dream pop is, or like, mm-hmm. Like there's so many bands in Chicago there's a huge diversity of bands in Chicago. But as far as dream pop, it's so small that like, if we stopped playing out or if we stopped trying, we would disappear pretty quickly. Yeah. Probably.
Is it hard for you guys to gig that way? I mean, because a lot of times a group up, if there's a hip hop show, it'll be all hip hop shows, you know.
Right.
If it's a rock show, I mean, can you play on different bills? I mean, because of the dream pop, you can play in a rock show or an indie rock show, or talk about where do you fit in you're doing dream pop.
We definitely try to like get onto bills that are similar bands for sure. I mean, we've definitely played with some Chicago garage bands because it's hard to avoid that. The garage, for those that don't know, is like super popular amongst the Chicago scene, especially the DIY scene.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like,
and what is, I mean, so that, when you say the DIY scene, that's house shows, things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Basement shows and stuff like that. I mean, like that's pretty much ruled by the garage sound for sure.
And what what classifies a garage sound?
I would just
loud.
Not only loud. I mean, I feel like just describing it as loud is doing it a disservice, because there's some great songwriting going into those bands. I mean, like, I would classify a popular Chicago band like Twin Peaks to be garage.
Yeah. Right.
You know, of course, they're not DIY anymore. They're doing national,
but they came
tours
out of that scene. That's when they're on the show, that's what they talked about, playing house shows, things like that.
A lot of bands are of similar ilk, and, you know, they are really super talented, and they've really nailed that aesthetic down. We don't necessarily fit in with that scene, but, you know, sometimes we'll play shows with those bands too.
Do you not fit in because that's not the kind of music that a house audience thinks they're going to get? The idea, you know, like, I mean, what do you mean? Or is it personality driven? Like, I mean,
no,
I think it's just purely aesthetic.
Yeah.
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 Cause exactly. I mean, like aesthetic. We have friends in all sorts of bands that are, you know, super different than us. I don't think that would stop us.
I ask these questions. I'm intrigued. Old man Kaufman. I'm fascinated by the idea of the DIY scene. Mm-hmm. And as you just tip me off to, I feel like every time I do a Studio 435, I learn more about the Chicago music scene.
Oh.
But the idea that this town is driven by the garage sound is something I haven't heard before.
Oh,
but it does make sense with the idea that there is so much happening that aren't in the clubs that you're using. I mean, you're playing Shubas tomorrow, which is great. That's a established venue, and a lot of bands come through there, but a lot of the heart and soul of indie rock and the bands that you're talking about, they're happening in basements and second floors and other places around Chicago and the suburbs that a lot of people just don't even know exists.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to be attuned to it, but I mean, like, some of these bands are really blowing up, like Knee High is another local band are incredible.
Yeah. They're great.
They're so good. And, you know, there's bands from the suburbs, too, like the Orwells. They're sort of garagey, I would consider them. And they've of course, I mean, they've played Letterman. They're so whatever.
So what's the plan for you guys? I mean, I'm as you find a footing in Chicago's dream pop. There's not a lot of dream pop, right? But I mean, is the plan to get outside of the city? Is it the idea of getting on tour to tap into a dream pop scene that is nationwide? I mean, because again, this is a popular genre of music that has kind of gone by the wayside. But at the same time, I would assume there's a lot of people out there that want to hear it.
We went to St. Louis like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, St. Louis loves it.
They were down.
Yeah, they were cool.
So I think like if we get paired with other bands that are similar in other places, we're definitely willing to go, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we want to take it as far as it can go.
Yeah.
One of the earliest things we did in the band was play New York City. We played the Pop Fest there. We'd love to do it again if they're listening.
Didn't somebody ask us to come to Norway next summer or something too?
Possibly. I don't know what you're talking about, Molly.
Oops.
Well, the band in studio Star Tropics, we're talking about, they got a show coming up here at Shubas tomorrow night, right on the north side there in Belmont. And they got a show in Logan Square coming up, and this is a venue. What's the venue?
East Room.
And that's new. I didn't even know about that place.
It's a relatively new bar. I think they keep a low profile. It may be considered, like, because you have to, like, go in through the back door as well. It's sort of their thing.
You classic dream pop. Classic dream pop right there. But you guys, continued success in playing, and I know you've got a lot of stuff coming up here. Lost World came out this summer.
Yeah.
How does it work? You tour it, and then when do you start thinking about the next project?
We're already thinking about the next, because, I mean, as you've heard in the live performance, Molly is our new singer. She's very recent to the band. She's played a few shows with us. We're really excited, and we want people to hear her. So we've got some new songs written, and we're hoping to go into the studio to record one or two songs in the next couple weeks.
All right, there you go. Star Tropics in Studio 435 tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will get our last live song from the dream pop sensation Star Tropics. Stay with us. We're wrapping up Studio 435 tonight with Chicago Star Tropics. Their album Lost World is out. They're playing Shubas tomorrow night. They are Scott Hibbets, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary, also helping out tonight, Vin Santiago on guitar. They are in studio, and they're ready for their final song here in Studio 435. It's called Swept Away. Take it away.
It's
swept away forever and a day. Well, I dream of empty skies. It's the same dream every night. I just wanna see the sunrise. I just wanna look into your eyes. And when those winds blow outside, my wind out, I can't seem to understand. How did you slip out of my hand? So hold me close, you and you're the only one who makes me feel this way. It's swept away forever.
Go, yes, in studio, Star Tropic, Chicago's dream pop band. I'm in Panda Riot, of course, most of the bands. The album is called Lost World. It is out. It was out this summer. They're working on new material. Star Tropic's is Scott Hibbett, Lauren Vanderbilt III, and Molly Cleary. Also, thanks to Vin Santiago for helping out tonight. Also, thanks to Bob Ferguson for the mix. Star Tropic's, you can find all their stuff online through all the streaming sites, and they're going to be playing at Shuba's tomorrow night on the north side, and then again, Logan Square this weekend. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being a guest in Studio 435.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.